With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel approving the opening of two border crossings and the expansion of a third to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. The action comes after President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke yesterday.
During a 30-minute phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister, the President warned that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps by Israel. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
What we want to see are some real changes on the Israeli side. If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side.
Kirby said the President was very direct in telling Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel must take concrete steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Although the election is still 7 months away, another poll gives former President Trump a comfortable lead over President Biden. Rasmussen poll giving Mr. Trump an 8-point edge over the president. And there will be no labels candidates on the presidential ballots in the fall.
The bipartisan organization failed to attract a high-profile centrist who wanted to take on the dissatisfaction with the major candidates, President Biden and former President Donald Trump. CEO Nancy Jacobson says no candidates with a credible path to the White House emerged, and the responsible course of action was to stand down.
Correspondent Ed Donahue. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden gets an up-close look at recovery efforts at the scene of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. He'll be visiting Baltimore later today. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard vowing retaliation for an airstrike. It destroyed Iran's consulate in the Syrian capital, killing 7 guard members. Iran blames Israel for the attack. Demonstrators in Tehran shouting the familiar refrain, death to Israel and death to America. Dow futures up 49 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 55. This is SRN News. Gender identity comes to immigration.
The Biden administration is changing documents to allow people from foreign countries who are applying for U.S. benefits to describe themselves as male, female, or something else. It's all part of President Biden's vow to allow transgenderism in every aspect of the federal government. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has also been instructed not to seek any documentation that would support a person's application as neither male nor female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fighting in Myanmar continues taking a toll on Christians. The military, which is trying to defeat a rebel group, bombed a monastery, was giving sanctuary to displaced people last week. International Christian Concerns says at least 8 people were killed, nearly a score wounded. The government is supposedly waging war on the rebels, but its attacks often target Christians as well. ICC reports that more than 100 churches have been demolished over the past 3 years of fighting. This is SRN News. And the recent killing of an Iranian officer has Israeli officials on high alert. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Israel has raised its defensive posture to high alert in the aftermath of being presumed to be behind the assassination of a senior commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Leaves have been canceled for combat soldiers and many serving in intelligence. And recently released reservists have been recalled to active duty. Israel's cyber units have altered navigational apps to confound weapons using GPS guidance systems. Iranian voices threatening severe retribution against Israel include President Raisi. Israel's domestic intelligence agency reported a plan to assassinate National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and attack Ben-Gurion Airport and government buildings. At least 11 have been arrested, mostly residents of central Israel. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.